but he wasn't really going for a knockout then. He would have taken it, but that was really a reconnaissance in force, meant to support planning for this attack. It is going to be a grand show. Oh, no, there isn't one ghost anywhere else in Dejigore. Mugaba wouldn't have it. He has no grasp of illusion as a weapon. He has no idea how the company really worked. He clings to his grand notion of chivalrous warfare, the great deadly game, all honor and set rules. He would have settled this mess in a trial by combat between him and any champion the Shadowlanders care to send out. Oh, look, that one is interesting. That ugly sucker is Toad Killer Dog. He was a real nasty devil dog. And the Limper, oh yes, brilliant. If the man behind Shadow Spinner's mask is anyone the company has faced before those illusions or provocations, he will have the test. He will betray himself. No, of course the Shadow Masters would not risk an entire kingdom on the outcome of a fight between two men. Their champion might lose. Yes, Mugaba is naive about some things. He is an arrogant, cruel, unsympathetic general, too. Ooh, hear those trumpets? The company has its own personal bunch of bad guys down front. Let's go to the ramparts and watch from close up. No, they aren't really bright. Well, you could say that if they were bright, they wouldn't be in that army in the first place, but that wouldn't be fair. Not many of those guys had a choice about signing up. Their only real motivation is their fear of the Shadow Masters. Sure, no argument. That makes them no less deadly. Hell, a rock can fall out of the sky and kill you. Yes, this definitely is the big one. Shadow Spinner is set to send every man. Maybe shadows have come up from Overlook to help. Bats! And crows. Which is chasing which? Duck, almost got you. They are all over. Never been this many around before. What is that racket? Oh, Bucket. Yelling at one of the Murgans to get behind something because he don't want to carry no bodies down no goddamn stairs. And here comes the first barrage. And if that racket across town means anything, the Shadowlanders are hitting hard about where the 3rd and 4th cohorts of the 1st Legion are stationed. Those are good regiments. They will put up a fight. Chapter 20. Like a regular hailstorm, isn't it? Makes you wonder where they got all the goddamned arrows and javelins for their engines. Just stay under the mantlet, you'll be fine. They aren't good at laying plunging fire onto elevated targets. If they let up before they attack, the Jaikuri will come out and collect the missiles and bring them to the soldiers. The Shadowlanders will get them back business end first. No, the Jaikuri do not love Mugaba. They don't love the Taglians or the Black Company either. They wish the whole mob was gone. But they have some dark suspicions about what will happen if Shadow Spinner recaptures this burg. So they sort of try to help, but not much. Not yet.